Pelosi meets with Zelensky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky's office releasing footage early Sunday, showing him meeting in Kyiv with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, along with Representatives Adam Schiff, Jason Crow, and Jim McGovern. Speaker Pelosi reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to provide aid to Ukraine.
We believe that we are visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom, that we are on a frontier of freedom, and that your fight is a fight for everyone. Our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
Former heavyweight boxing champion and the brother of the mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, Vladimir Klitschko, discussing with Fox's Griff Jenkins the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
I have to warn the world, we cannot underestimate this war. We cannot underestimate the enemy.
Western countries fearing Russia could strike NATO's weapons supply lines. Tens of thousands of NATO troops and its European allies preparing for a series of military exercises as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. A mass shooting at the Mudbugs Festival in Mississippi Saturday night, leaving one person dead and several others injured. An officer-involved shooting investigation is underway. Two people have been taken in for questioning. The White House Correspondents' Dinner taking place Saturday evening, following a two-year absence due to COVID. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
About 2,500 packing the Washington Hilton for the dinner, featuring reporters, officials, and celebrities. President Biden even getting in on the fun.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
It was the first time a sitting president appeared at the dinner since 2016.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A court ordering former President Trump to hand over records. However, he maintains that they are not in his possession. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has the details.
As his lawyers seek to reverse a $10,000 per day contempt fine, Trump claims his business dealings are not in his personal possession and is being controlled by his company, the Trump Organization.
The judge refusing to lift the contempt fine. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez displeased with Elon Musk.
She tweeted saying, quote, like I said, ego problems. She then commented on her own post saying she typically tries to avoid giving people with massive ego complexes the attention they crave, but she couldn't help herself during the initial exchange with Musk. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special. Musk responded saying, quote, stop hitting on me. I'm really shy. An apparent reference to Ocasio-Cortez saying her Republican critics are mad that they can't date her.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. A record-breaking whiskey bottle is going up for auction.
A 311-liter bottle of 32-year-old Macallan single malt Scotch whiskey will be put up for auction in Scotland May 25th. Named the Intrepid, it was created last September when two different liquors were blended together. The giant bottle, which has been verified by Guinness as the world's largest, is the equivalent of 444 regular-sized bottles and stands 5 feet 11 inches tall. And the Intrepid is expected to set another record, the highest price for a bottle of whiskey sold at auction. That mark sits at $1.5 million. And some believe this bottle could sell for $1.9 million or more. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.